Pope Benedict traveled to a treatment facility for drug addicts near Sao Paulo, where he issued a strong warning to those who produce and traffic narcotics on the continent. He said God will call drug traffickers to account for their deeds, adding that human dignity cannot be trampled upon in this way.
Igualos que comercializan a droga.
The pontiff asked traffickers to think about the evil that they are causing to both young people and adults from all sectors of society. Some former patients at the Farm of Hope also spoke to the crowd, recounting their troubles with drug use. Pope Benedict praised the staff and patients, saying recovering addicts must be ambassadors of hope to the world. The pontiff also announced a $100,000 donation to the clinic, which was founded by a German-born Franciscan friar and has facilities in Russia, Mozambique, Mexico, and other nations. The speech came ahead of a meeting with regional church leaders to discuss the goals of an upcoming conference of Latin American and Caribbean bishops. Pope Benedict is expected to press bishops during the meeting Sunday to find new ways to resolve such problems as crime, drug addiction, and widespread poverty. Friday, the pontiff outlined his concerns during a speech to some 300 Brazilian bishops at a cathedral in Sao Paulo, where he urged them to take a greater role in combating problems caused by poverty and disparities in income.
Uma visão de economia dos problemas sociais.
He says church leaders should view economic and social problems from the point of view of human dignity and not simply in terms of economic winners and losers. Pope Benedict also expressed concern about the rising number of divorces in Brazil, as well as what he called attacks on the sanctity of marriage and the family. He criticized legal reforms that he said have a negative effect on society, such as recent measures in some countries to allow abortion or same-sex unions. The Pope said bishops also have a responsibility to work with government and business to promote Christian values, such as honesty and truthfulness. The Pope's message about social and economic development has resonated with many Catholic pilgrims who came to Sao Paulo for the pontiff's visit. High school student Aline Navarro, who traveled from Argentina, says she is concerned about worsening conditions in poor communities. She says there is a great deal of violence and many people have little access to education and the church. And she says it is important to pray for improvements in school systems. During his trip to Brazil, Pope Benedict has also called for greater efforts to improve Catholic education in the region, in part to counter the spread of evangelical Protestant congregations. Brian Wagner, VOA News, Sao Paulo.